Hello. So, we're always being encouraged to look at where we do things habitually and to try out new things and do experiments. And there's no such thing as failure because everything is just giving us more information. And so that's what this current version of the podcast is. We're playing with creating it a different way. What's come through has come through in a different way than we normally do these conversations. It felt like there was much wisdom in what came through, and we have created it in a format that hopefully you will be able to enjoy and hear the wisdom within what is being shared from our dear, dear friends in the unseen.
Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
The question in every situation is, what do you bring? And this is how life in form operates. So what you bring, you get to experience the energy that you are in any given moment. There is much opportunity on this journey into form for expanding your awareness, if you're open, and the extent to which the mind is open is the extent to which you will expand.
So how is the adventure into form being set up?
There is much that, from a human perspective, you are unaware of until you become aware through that opening of the mind. Much that the human mind will dismiss simply because of that lack of awareness. It pays no attention to it because it does not believe there is anything there. It cannot perceive it in the conventional way through the senses, and yet it can be perceived. The human body mind is energy, as is everything else in all of creation, and so therefore energies are forever flowing and blending and co-creating. So therefore, the human body-mind is no different in that way, except that the adventure into form has been set up in such a way that there is, initially at least, only the awareness through the senses, which creates a narrow perspective, focusing only on what the human selves would call real. If it is physical, it is real, and if it is non-physical or cannot be perceived through the senses, then it is in some way made up or imaginary. And as the awareness expands, there is the realization that, in fact, it is the physical realm that is the made-up part. and the non-physical imperceptible through the senses component that is powering all of not just the human experience but the entire universe. None of it would exist without that creative life force. And this is why guides from the unseen will invite the human self to look in the direction of what it cannot see with the physical eyes, but can perceive, can interact with, can co-create with. This is the value of experiments, because they can build awareness. They can help the human mind that is closed off initially to be more open, to realize that what it has been perceiving through the senses is not all there is. It is just the tiniest fraction of what exists.
So what about the human senses that are focused on the physical world and seem so compelling and so convincing?
You've heard it said, do not be tricked or deceived by the senses. And it is not that the senses are deceiving the human mind in a way that is incorrect, it's just incomplete. And when you have an incomplete picture, you are receiving a distorted message. Yes, you are seeing what you are seeing, and that is your experience. But it's not as it seems, because of the energetic component that cannot be perceived through the conventional methods of perception. And this journey that the unseen are taking you on is that of opening you up to the world of energy, to a point where that becomes the dominant way of being in the world. You are still aware of what is coming in through the senses. You are still having the experience of being a physical human in a physical world. It's just you have a completely different understanding of it. You have a different experience because you realize what is happening to the extent that you do.
So tell me more about opening the mind to what is possible.
There's always more to discover, more to be aware of, more to tune into as your vibration rises, and as you achieve those higher vibrational levels, new possibilities open up. Possibilities that, from the perspective of just believing in what the senses are showing, would seem impossible, far-fetched. And yet, throughout history, humans have told stories of miracles, things they can't explain or understand how they happened. Magicians, wizards, shaman. There are many examples of humans who worked with energy and created what was beyond explanation at a physical level. And that is because the physical is the symptom of the non-physical, the energy. So to look towards the energy is to look towards reality and to experience the physical realm as some kind of altered reality, kind of pretend state, a playground where energy can play out physically, can mirror back to the human self its own energy, and also on a collective level can demonstrate where the energy is of a family, a community, a business, a country, a human race. And so the invitation is to expand the mind, open the mind in terms of what is possible to experience. There are things that happen that the human self would not be able to explain, but does believe can happen for some. And there are other things that the human self would say that is definitely not possible. That cannot happen under any circumstances. And from the perspective of the unseen, there is nothing that falls into that category because it's all made up. And it depends on what you believe. It depends on what you desire. And it depends on your relationship with your non-physical self, which is your true nature. The more you recognize your true nature as infinite and eternal, the more possibilities open up. And given that, why would you not keep looking more and more in that direction? It may seem that the unseen is a bit like a broken record. Keep looking to the inner being. And the reason this is the repeated message is this is all you need to do. Keep looking to the energy, keep looking to the non-physical self as the source of your experience and as the way to experience more of what you desire on the human journey. From birth to death, human visit into the world of form. And as you do so, you become less taken in by what seems to be occurring at the level of form, and yet is only reflection of your energy.
How can we become better at discerning between the inner being's guidance and the ego impersonating the inner being?
This is the journey of becoming. This is the journey that you came to experience. And it is a journey of learning through experience and through any journey of becoming. It would be practice. It would be repetition. It would be remembering to remind yourself, your human self, that what occurs is neutral. And you create your experience of it based on what you are believing. And so therefore, when there is a situation that may be more challenging for the human self to align with the inner being's perspective on, the reminder there would be that the reason why it may feel the way it feels, perhaps more uncomfortable, or there is more emotion or more certainty in the mind of the human, that this is how things are, this is how things should be. The reminder is that everything is neutral, everything is just a playing out of energy, including that thought and that feeling, that emotion, and that certainty are all just energies playing out. And when something is uncomfortable or particularly stubborn, that is where there is treasure for the human self. And so rather than fight with it or feel that there is something wrong, see it in that way, see it at the energetic level. See the physical manifestation as something neutral to the best of your ability. Realize that this is showing you something about your energy, perhaps a story you are believing, or a fear, perhaps, or some program that you are being invited to free yourself from. And you can only free yourself from it when you have awareness. And so what may seem uncomfortable is offering you more awareness of something you are believing that is not your true nature. Would the inner being have this thought? And if the answer is no, then it is part of your human makeup and can be changed, can be replaced, can be left behind as part of who you once were and no longer are.
Is it possible for me to make a wrong choice when choosing something or not?
The perspective of the unseen would always be there are no wrong choices. You cannot make a wrong choice. And being human is a series of choices. Yes, the choices would have an impact on the direction in which the physical journey unfolds. And this present moment is the result of a series of choices that the human self has made, extending right back to when the story began. And so therefore, the idea that there could be a wrong choice is very much a human perspective. The inner being would have a different perspective on that. And every choice leads you somewhere, and you get to make another choice. And so choices are very rarely as significant as the human self would make them. You can always choose again. And of course, the human self will say, there are some choices that are pretty final. No going back. And would be true in a way for every choice, because you are experiencing linear time, which seems to be moving in one direction from the past to the future. And so the idea of no going back would be your entire experience, whether the choice seems a significant one or not. So life is lived as a human, moving, as it would seem, forward. Would the inner being have that experience? No, the inner being is infinite and eternal and exists outside of linear time. And so you can trust the inner being's guidance, and you can trust life to take you to places that ultimately are experiences that help you to expand your awareness. Not always comfortable places, but often there is treasure there. So the guidance would be trust. Trust your awareness, trust your inner being's guidance, and even if you make an ego choice, trust that there will be treasure there, and it is all working out perfectly. The original choice to do anything or not do it, choose it or not choose it, it can be an ego choice on the human mind, because it wants to get something. It can be an inner being guided choice, because there is something there that will help to expand the awareness of the human self, help it to be more in tune with its true nature.
What if I'm not clear about what to choose in a situation?
And so the criteria, if there is a conflict or a feeling of confusion about, is this an ego choice or is this an inner being guided choice, would be to feel into the energy, to connect with the inner being without focusing on the content, without focusing on the possible benefits of what is to be gained from making the choice, simply at the level of energy. Does it feel right? to say yes to this? Or not? Is it not to choose it, as guided by the inner being, and to try to strip away all of the working things out in the mind, which just creates confusion, it can create an expectation. And then, of course, when there is an expectation, there is a possibility for that expectation to not be met, and therefore the human self is disappointed. It feels bad about the financial aspect, and that would be perhaps an indication that there has been ego, mind, human self interference in the choice that is being made, rather than it being a pure yes or no, as guided by the non-physical self. As for the benefits, if the human self needs some criteria for choosing, the criteria would be, does it expand one's awareness? Because that is the journey that you came. So there is learning and there is expansion of awareness. So you can learn something, but it doesn't necessarily expand your awareness. And of course, the awareness is the awareness of what is really occurring in your experience at the level of energy, the part that you have deliberately cut yourself off from as an inner being, as a non-physical self. You've chosen to put yourself in a position where you've forgotten your true nature in order to have almost like a treasure hunt where you rediscover it. You have this journey into form. You seem to have cut yourself off from your true nature. You haven't, but that's the experience. And it's there to be rediscovered. And at the same time, there's all this distraction coming in through the physical senses, which is very compelling for the human mind. It's very distracting. And of course, the connection with your true nature can seem less accessible because of all of the noise, all of the distraction. And you find that connection to your true nature in silence and in looking within, closing your eyes, cutting yourself off from distraction, not entirely for your whole life, but periods of going inside, really discerning your true nature, understanding your infinite creativity that you have, that you are, and that whilst there can be many aspects of the physical realm that are a contribution when aligned with the inner being, there can be many aspects that are simply distraction or take you away in a different direction. And the only way to find that out is to connect with your true self, your non-physical self, and trust it completely. You can trust it completely. And if the human self does that, if the human self is open to surrendering to the guidance of the inner being, it might be that some of these choices are a no, even though the human self is excited about the content, what it could learn. The The inner being knows best. The inner being knows whether this will be contribution or a distraction. And so once again, unsurprisingly, the guidance is look to the inner being.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.